bring your worth, level up your creative power, value, and service to the world. Written by Damon Brown, narrated by Damon Brown. Music provided by Purple Fluorite. purplefluorite.bandcamp.com. This book is dedicated to Papaya. You must be selfish enough to be in alignment with your true self before you have anything to give. Esther and Jerry Hicks, The Vortex. How to bring your worth. Why does the market not value my true worth? Why does my bank account not reflect my true worth? Why does the world not understand my true worth? The more unique your voice in the world, the more difficult it may be to see your true worth in the marketplace, in your bank account, and in the world. If you don't feel like you're receiving what you deserve, then perhaps it is not a reflection of the world, but a reflection of how you truly feel about your own worth. You have to bring your worth to make your mark on the world. Did you ever try to believe that things are how they are supposed to be? The chaos, the pain, and the challenges in your life are supposed to be there. It hurts. Open up to that possibility for a moment, though, and you begin twisting the things in your world from different angles. Life isn't a flat board, but more like a Rubik's Cube, and the more sides you view, the more the puzzle you see, and creating a bigger discussion, and for you, a bigger life. But again, that requires accepting where you are. That's the hard part. Unfortunately, you cannot truly make an impact on the world until you believe you are where you are supposed to be. Resenting your station only makes you misunderstand your gifts, if you see them at all. Fighting the life you have now only tires you out and distracts you from the real fight to become your truest self. Bitterness costs you opportunities. This presents a real, yet silent problem. For a period of time, my toddler would just say no to everything offered to him. My partner and I would eventually stare at him with puzzled expressions, and he would become increasingly frustrated. He made it clear to us of what he didn't want, but he wouldn't actually say what he did want. We couldn't help him. It might sound ridiculous, especially if you've never raised a toddler, but we do the exact same thing every day. We get tired of shitty paying clients. We loathe that organizations hold all the power. We feel downright mad that the world doesn't recognize our genius. But what are we bringing to the situation? You have to bring your worth to the table to get your worth from your partnerships and then serve your worth to the world. Step into your role and the world embraces you on that level. It is made just for you. It cannot be taken away. You cannot be replaced. It means only you possess the puzzle pieces fitting uniquely, snugly, perfectly into that role. You cannot be replaced, but you also do not have any backup. There is no understudy for you. It is a three-legged stool. Your worth in the marketplace, your worth to the bank account, and your worth to the world. Bring two of these to the table, and you may keep going for a little bit, but your career won't persevere. Bring only one to the table, and you're not going to make it. You'll topple before you even sit down. Base your worth only on what the market desires, then you're following the current trends, which is what everyone else is doing. You're on a race to the bottom, as Seth Godin says, making your products and services cheaper than the competition, and that's the only bargaining tool you'll have to offer. You won't be original. Worse, since you're eager to hop onto the next trend, your community will feel abandoned, and in time, they will likely stop following you because they know you will eventually leave them. Base your worth only on what the bank account needs, then you're putting getting paid over serving your community. One of two things, and likely both, will almost certainly happen. Either you'll get sloppy at your work because you're prioritizing the money, or your customers will recognize that you're just in it for the money. They'll recognize you just don't really care about them. People are always more perceptive than we think. Base your worth on only what the world needs, then congratulations, you're a starving artist. This is perhaps the saddest outcome, as there is no relationship between the quality of your work and you actually getting paid for your work. They are not inversely proportional. And if there were any inkling of an argument, it would be for the reverse. I've been a starving artist, and if you have been as well, then you know there is a significant amount of brain power dedicated to just figuring out your next meal. Personally, I serve everyone better on a full stomach. If the Bite Size Entrepreneur helped you with its tactics to fulfill your creative destiny, then Bring Your Worth, its spiritual successor, will aid you in living a more
Sample complete. Ready to continue?